Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to our first Church at Home sermon for 2021. My name is Andrew Gill, and I'm the minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Blackrock, Annanbrae. Normally at the beginning of a new year, we're filled with excitement as we think about all the possibilities that lie ahead. We make resolutions and we set goals and we think about all the things that is going to happen. But I think maybe this year, we're maybe entering into it with a little bit more caution. Because after all, we've seen just how unpredictable life can really be. And we don't know exactly what is going to happen this year. And we know already that it's starting off with more lockdown and more restrictions. And I think a lot of us are asking ourselves the question is, will this year be any better than last year? What I want us to do this morning is to look at a few verses in Jeremiah chapter 17, where the prophet describes two different types of people who are both experiencing a difficult year. The first one sees no success and has a terrible year, but the other one sees prosperity and blessing. And what is the difference between these two people? It's that the second one puts their trust in God. We can't control the circumstances of the year ahead, but we can choose who we put our confidence in. So who are you going to trust for 2021? Are you going to put your confidence in yourself, in your own strength, your own abilities, your own discipline to achieve your goals? Are you going to put your trust in other people, whether they're world leaders or family members? Are you putting all your hope in the vaccine? Or are you actually not trusting at all? You're entering into this year with a lot of fear and anxiety, with no confidence at all. I'm going to read from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 to 6, where the prophet warns people about trusting in themselves or in anything else other than God. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. I wonder if your Christmas tree is still up. Maybe you're a traditionalist and you like to leave it up to the 6th of January every year. Or maybe you like to get rid of it quickly and it goes with the wrapping paper on Boxing Day. Julie and I got a real Christmas tree this year and we loved it. It was big and it was bushy and it smelled great. Julie did a wonderful job decorating it and we loved looking at it all through Christmas. But it's probably going to go later on today. Because even if we wanted to keep it, already you can see that its life is starting to fade. The smell is lessening. The branches are less green. They're starting to droop. They become very dry. And as time goes on, it's just going to get more and more lifeless. Why? Because it's got no roots. It's been chopped off. It has got no source of life other than itself. It's a little bit like what Jeremiah is talking about in these passages, about somebody who trusts in themselves. Now, he didn't know what a Christmas tree was, so he used a more familiar picture of a bush in a desert. This is a picture of somebody who is self-reliant or who has misplaced trust. There's no rain, the ground is dry, the area is desolate, and it is a picture of hopelessness. You know, so often we put our focus on the wrong things. We focus on the decorations and are making ourselves look good, but we neglect to think about what our root is in. In 2021, don't make the priority growing your money or growing your muscles or gaining new skills or gaining success. Focus on the things that will supply you with what you need when life gets difficult. if we want a blessed life in 2021, then don't put confidence in ourselves. We need to trust in God. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. This image is such a contrast to the other one. It's got these deep roots that go into a stream. It's full of life and of fruit, and it has everything it needs to keep growing, no matter what's going on around it. Last year was a bit of a drought year. It was horrible. And I know for some of you in particular, it was very difficult. For me, I had to cancel my wedding. I had to postpone my marriage. We were at a church for months on end. There was no certainty and new challenges every other day. It was a difficult time. But yet, as I look back, my overriding sense is that of thankfulness, because I saw God's blessing and I experienced His goodness. That even in the lowest points of lockdown, that through my roots of faith, I was provided with a constant supply of hope, a sense of peace, and a deep down joy. We don't know what these next few months may bring, but if our confidence is in Christ, then we are like a tree by a stream, and we will have a source of everything that we need. Colossians 2 verses 6 to 7 says this: "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." If you put your confidence in Christ this year, if you say that 2021 is going to be a year of trust in God, then these verses remind us that we will have a steady flow of love throughout our year. We will be assured of our identity as sons and daughters of the King. We will have a sense of purpose and meaning in our life. We will have a fresh supply of the grace that we need to face whatever it is that comes our way. And we will never be without hope for the future. So let us put our roots deep into Christ. Let me give you two practical ways that you can do that. First of all, don't give up on church. I know online is a poor substitute for the real thing, but while it's our option, we need to persevere with it. Hearing the preaching of God's word is so important to maintain our roots, to worship Him, and to have fellowship with each other in whatever form it takes. And I know when we're back in church, it's still a little bit different, but church is so important. Don't give up on church this year. And secondly, read the Bible every day. Almost for all of last year, we put out daily reading plans that give you a couple of little verses to think and read about each day. Can I encourage you, if you haven't done that, or you did and you kind of let it go by, to decide yourself that every day in January you're going to make some time to read God's word. And you can download that reading plan in a link below. But this year, we don't know what's ahead, but we know if our confidence is in Christ, we will have all we need. I'm going to finish with a prayer. And maybe as I say this prayer, you would like to echo the words in your own heart today. Father God, thank you for all your faithfulness and goodness towards me in this last year. Thank you for this new year and this new opportunity to trust in you. Lord, I am sorry for the times that I have turned my heart away from you and put my trust in other things. Please forgive me. Today, I put my confidence in Christ. Holy Spirit, help me to grow deep roots into living waters. May the love of God flow in me and through me. Amen. Thanks for listening to this audio sermon. For more resources, please visit our website, www.standrewschurchathome.com.